Okay, so I wanted to do a summer special podcast episode just to share some ideas and tips with you around how you could promote your brand over the next few weeks. Now, if it's the first time you're listening into my podcast, share with you that I'm a brand and marketing practitioner with over 26 years experience in the industry, not just building brands and promoting and monetizing them, but actually sustaining them as well so that you can make money from your business. And as someone who started my business on just £100, shortly after being made redundant from various roles, having been in the industry for 16 years prior to starting my business, I really enjoy campaign planning. I really do. And I think what a lot of business owners forget is, and you can let me know in the comments if this is you, once you've got your product or service, you have to know how to promote it and promote it consistently. So the campaigns and the special offer piece is not just about, seasonal festive messages or an Easter message or a Valentine's message and awareness days. It's actually about being able to consistently promote offers. And let me just say, as a disclaimer, I don't see offers as discounts and special deals, but I do see offers as compelling propositions, if you like, and I guess statements or claims that somebody would be interested in, that would make them want to pay attention to your business, that would make them want to invest in your business, that would make them want to download your ebook and or book a call with you, and or sign up to your mailing list and or watch your video series, right? So an offer doesn't even need to be about selling. But if you're trying to grow your business, let's keep it real, you definitely do want to think about how you're going to make sales over the next few weeks. So let's get right into this. There are different things coming up, and what you definitely want to have is an understanding of what you're going to focus on. Now, if you're a creative, which many of my clients are, or you run more than one business, which many of my clients do, you probably have so many ideas in your mind that you could potentially do as an offer or a campaign. So I really want you to think about how you could focus on the offer or the offers that would be most compelling, maybe based on information that you know you already have. So analytics that show you that you've had best sellers at this time of the year, or maybe even just intelligence that you have within your business through inquiries and or emails that you've had coming in from people asking for the product or service that you haven't yet put together into a package. And what I want you to think about is, can you create something new based on what you know would work, or can you just package up a bestseller? And what you want to really do is make sure you've, either done your research or that you are using an offer that you know would do really well, because that's the only way you're going to make the most money, isn't it? If you do something that you know will work. But then if you are testing something new or you're launching a new product, just manage your own expectations in terms of timings to allow yourself time to promote that new offer or that new product or service, but also allow yourself time to build momentum and build awareness, because people aren't necessarily going to instantly want to buy. So let me just put this into perspective. Yep, it's great to launch new products and services now, but make sure you manage your expectations in terms of resources that you've got available and how long consumers might take, potential customers might take, potential clients may take to actually buy into the idea or be convinced that your product or service is something they need. So a quick win, therefore, in terms of a recommendation from me, would be focus on something that you know would work. Now, yeah, unless you're a new business, focus on something that you know is most likely to work. So you've got your offer. You've got your offer. Now you want to think about how you're going to promote it. And there are different ways. I mean, yes, we can all piggyback off of different days of the year, campaign days, but actually, you might want to create your own campaign. So what I want you to do is think about what channels of communication you may use. Would you use email? Would you use notice boards in supermarkets? Might you use posters in schools before they close? Might you use interviews, a bit of PR, some advertising, maybe even some paid advertising? You need to think about what your campaign is going to look like. And don't forget that effective tools such as your website or video marketing or even social media are also tactics that you can use either as standalone or combined to build a campaign in their own right. So my tip for you today, really quickly, is think about what you can offer this summer. You may have more than one offer. You may have an offer that runs, just in 1 month. It's entirely up to you. It may change each month, entirely up to you. But make sure you are clear on how you are going to promote it. And I'm going to wrap up by sharing with you some awareness days that you may want to be mindful of. Obviously, if you're in the USA, you've got July 4th. And if you're in other countries, you may even celebrate July 4th. But here in the UK, we've got different things that we might celebrate. So, for example, you've got, I have to say this one, you've got Jamaica Reggae Day, right? 1st of July. You've also got Tour de France, 1st of July. You have World Kissing Day, 6th of July. You've got World Emoji Day, 17th of July. You've got Parents Day, 24th of July. National Lipstick Day, 29th of July. International Friends Day, 30th of July. And if you run like a food or drinks business, as a lot of my clients do, then you might also be interested in knowing things like National Cheese Day, National Cheesecake Day, rather, on the 30th of July. National Junk Food Day. I wouldn't really want to promote that, but that's the 21st of July. And also you've got, one of my favorites, National Mac and Cheese Day, which is the 14th of July. Now, again, these are dependent on where you're based. Obviously, there are awareness days and campaign ideas that you can create that are based on your country or even just based on your target audience. So don't forget to do your research. And of course, if you do want to know more dates, then, you know, things like Black Pound Day and health related campaigns, you know, and campaigns that are specific to children or the arts industry, do make sure you check out my app. It's the Insight to Marketing app. You can download that right now, absolutely free, on insighttomarketing.com/app. All right. So go and check that out. Lots more tips on the blog as well on the website. So have a great summer. And do let me know via the comments, what might you promote? What might your offer be? And what tactics are you going to use to promote it? Have a great one, everyone. Bye for now.